To a small boy who died at Deep Kloof Reformatory. Small offender, small innocent child, with no conception or comprehension of the vast machinery set in motion by your trivial transgression. Of the great forces of authority, of judges, magistrates, and lawyers, psychologists, psychiatrists, and doctors, principals, police, and sociologists, kept moving and alive by your delinquency. This day, and under the shining sun, do I commit your body to the earth, O child, O lost and lonely one. Clerks are moved to action by your dying. Your documents, all neatly put together, are transferred from the living to the dead. Here is the document of birth, saying that you were born, and where and when, but giving no hint of joy or sorrow, or if the sun shone, or if the rain was falling, or what bird flew singing over the roof where your mother travailed. And here your name, meaning in white man's tongue, he is arrived, but to what end or purpose is not said. Here is the last certificate of death. Forestalling authority, he sets you free. You, that did once arrive, have now departed and are enfolded in the sole embrace of kindness that earth ever gave to you. So negligent in life, in death, belatedly, she pours her generous abundance on you and rains her bounty on the quivering wood and swaddles you about, where neither hail nor tempest, neither wind nor snow, nor any heat of sun shall now offend you. And the thin, cold spears of the high-felt rain that once so pierced you, in falling on your grave, shall press you closer to the deep, repentant heart. Here is the warrant of committal. For this offence, O small and lonely one, for this offence, in whose commission millions of men are in complicity, you are committed. So do I commit you, your frail body, to the waiting ground, your dust to the dust of the felt. Fly, homebound soul, to the great judge president, who, unencumbered by the pressing need to give society protection, may pass on you the sentence of the indeterminate compassion.